Chapter 5, The Chef. When will these nightmares end? Which is the true nightmare, the horrific dream that you have in your sleep or the dissatisfied reality that awaits you when you awake? Justin Alcala John was still upset over Hassan leaving and the way Ethan and Kara had talked to him. John confronted Kara by saying, "I would mind my own business if I were you. I am his boyfriend while you are a nobody. I hope you can find a place to move in." Kara was not to be bothered by John's words as she replied promptly, "Don't you dare call me a nobody. I am a part of his life. I will stay here as long as Hassan wants me here." Kara walked away as she said that to John. Meanwhile, John kept thinking about how Hassan keeps playing the victim and gets away with everything. Ethan had taken Hassan to his place after dropping Andrew at his place. As they entered Ethan's apartment, Ethan asked Hassan to take a warm shower to help ease the cold. Hassan didn't seem to have the energy for it, and so, Ethan helped him shower by taking off his clothes and standing with him, just in case he needed anything. This was the first time Ethan had seen Hassan completely naked. Ethan felt aroused and found it difficult to control himself. Nonetheless, he succeeded in suppressing his feelings and put Hassan to bed and fell asleep beside him. Ethan woke up as Hassan kept saying that he couldn't breathe. He decided to call 911, but Hassan warned him that no matter how much he tried, he will not be able to save him. As Ethan grabbed the phone, it turned into water. He looked back at Hassan and he was held captive by John, holding a knife to his neck. Ethan begged John to stop, but he dismissed his plea by saying, "You and Hassan will never be a thing." Suddenly, everything around Ethan disappeared until he was left in a black void. Ethan could hear someone breathe in all the darkness. He called out to Hassan, thinking it's him. Hassan responded to Ethan, and so, he tried to find Hassan by following his voice. As he found Hassan, he could only see half of his face with snakes covering all of his body. Hassan smiled mockingly as he said, "I told you, you can't save me." Ethan woke up frightened and realized that it was a dream. Back at Hassan's place, John was also having trouble sleeping. He kept thinking how his life changed overnight, from having a lover to a cheater. He kept staring at the ceiling, trying to find meaning in his life. He suddenly thought of Hassan's painting and went over to look at it. He was remembering Hassan through his painting when his eyes landed on Hassan's notebook. He opened the last page to read, "He lights up my life. I would burn the heart of mine into flames for him, and the ashes of my heart will be left behind. Wherever I look, he is always there. I cannot describe the feeling, but I have a name. John, your name will forever be engraved in my heart." John stopped reading and took a deep breath. He was mesmerized by Hassan's words and hugged the notebook close to his heart. He laid back on the couch and closed his eyes. Suddenly, he heard Hassan asking him to open his eyes. As he does, he finds himself in another place. Hassan tells him that it is his secret place. There was a waterfall there, and both of them held each other's hands to walk towards it. They started playing with each other in the water. The playing quickly turned into a romance between the two as they started kissing each other, under the water. Unexpectedly, everything around John turned into a similar void, like that in Ethan's nightmare. He saw himself chained up and the ground underneath started crumbling. As the ground split apart, he started falling to no end. There was only darkness, but then a voice prevailed. It was John's own voice talking to him. It warned him that he was nothing but destruction. Abruptly, John stopped falling and was now floating in the darkness. He was unable to move and saw something approaching towards him very quickly. John screamed, "No," and woke up. In the morning, Kara called Hassan to check on him. Hassan told her that he was fine, but he could tell that something was wrong with Kara. Kara asked Hassan if he wanted her in the house. Hassan immediately understood that John probably caused all this, and so, he said, "This is your home, no one can ask you to leave. I want you to stay there until you have kids so that I can be their cool uncle." Kara ended the call on that funny note and was now feeling much better. Ethan was driving Hassan to work when John called. He wanted to apologize to Hassan, but he told him that he still needed some alone time. Hassan also warned him that this was his second mistake. John understood and just wanted to make up with Hassan. Hassan allowed John to take him out on a date. Hassan ended the call, but Ethan was upset. Hassan explained that he had so much love for John that he had no choice. In the evening, John took Hassan to a Korean restaurant. The dinner was served and chopsticks were the main utensils to be used. Hassan was embarrassed as he had never used them before. John told him to leave the chopsticks and that he would feed Hassan. Hassan felt loved again and he said, "I love you, please don't hurt me anymore, I can't live without you." After dinner, they decided to get ice cream. John asked Hassan to put all the flavors on his lips so that he could taste them. One by one, John enjoyed all the flavors and complimented Hassan's lips for the added flavor. They were near Christie Pitts Park and ended up on a bench there, with John sharing silly stories to make Hassan laugh. John asked if Hassan would come home tonight. Hassan agreed and John enthusiastically picked him up to take him to the car. As soon as they got home, they started undressing each other. They were touching, kissing and making love when Ethan's call interrupted them. John picked up and dismissively told him to call back later as they were making love at the moment. Ethan saw Hassan's bathrobe lying on the floor, he hugged it tightly and started smelling it. He started feeling the bathrobe and then he suddenly stopped, realizing how stupid he was being. He cried to himself, "Why can't I have you?" As the heat died down between Hassan and John, Hassan reminded John that he was one mistake away from destroying their relationship. John's eyes started to tear up as he asked Hassan why he was being so harsh with him. Hassan replied, "You used me for your games with Ethan and then you called me manipulative. If we cannot trust each other, how will we last?" John went on to ask if he had any feelings for Ethan, given that he was the only person who knew where to find Hassan. Hassan explained that they used to go there together and cleared that there was no such thing between them. John praised Hassan for what he wrote about him and both of them fell asleep holding each other. John saw himself in his parents' house and his father was holding a belt in his hand. "You are late again," said John's father. "Why are you here?" asked John. "Did that fag teach you to disrespect your father?" "Let me teach you what respect is," his father said. He got up and started hitting John with his belt. John was unable to move and his father kept hitting him. John's mother, Marguerite, interrupted, "I won't let you hurt my son anymore. It would be best if you left us alone. We don't need you." She held her son tightly and kissed him on the head. "I don't want to see him again, do you think I'd be better off if I was straight?" asked John. "He is gone forever and no, you are perfect the way you are. Don't ever be ashamed of it," assured his mother. John closed his eyes and heard the ticking of a clock. He opened his eyes and found himself in a large maze, being chased by an eyeball. Then he saw a man whose face was covered. That man led John to a building, which looked like the post-apocalyptic world. The building was full of John's variations at different ages. He was afraid of being in the building, and so, he started to cry. Eventually, he woke up and found Hassan awake, next to him. Hassan comforted him back to sleep. A new friend and some roommates. Every new friend is a new adventure. The start of more memories. Patrick Lindsay Andrew wanted to message Ethan, but he wasn't sure if he should send it, even though he already had it written. He wanted to ask Ethan if he loves Hassan and what that meant for their relationship. Eventually, he got the courage to press send on the message. Ethan admitted his love for Hassan and they ended up taking a break, but they decided to remain friends. Andrew opened Instagram to look at pictures of his ex. Looking at his pictures, he started talking to himself, "I loved you from the bottom of my heart, but you broke it. You always made me cry. I lost my most precious years loving you. You took everything with you but left scars behind. Now, I am unable to open my heart to anyone." That night, A lot of people were in pain, John, Hassan, Kara, Ethan, and Brian. The good thing in Kara's life was Kyle, he was too sweet. The next morning, he prepared breakfast in bed for Kara. They had their whole weekend planned as well. Kara texted Hassan, telling him that she would be busy with Kyle over the weekend so that he could take care of the restaurant. Hassan arrived at the restaurant, but a young man stopped him at the door, asking if the restaurant was hiring. They were not interested in hiring, but Hassan wanted to help the man as he could see he was new to the city by the suitcase beside him. Upon further inquiry, Hassan found out that the guy's name was Pete and asked for his resume. Pete was fine doing any job as long as it would pay. Hassan asked Pete if he had anything for breakfast and he said no. Hassan stopped the interview so that he could have breakfast first. Once he was done, they continued the interview and found out that Pete was a transman. He had also attended cooking school and had some certificates from there. Hassan was impressed by his qualifications and asked him to cook a meal with dessert on the side. While cooking, Hassan noticed all the details like the way he used his tools, his cleanliness, and how he worked on the presentation of the food. Hassan was impressed and the food tasted even better. Thus, Pete was offered a job in the kitchen. Hassan questioned about his living situation as it was evident that he had no place to stay. After finding out about his situation, Hassan offered him to stay in his basement until he found a place to rent. Hassan also offered him advance payment so that he could settle in well. Pete was ecstatic at the offers made by Hassan and accepted it all without any hesitation. Hassan took him to the house and showed him the room in the basement. He gave Pete keys to the house and told him about a separate entrance. "I can't thank you enough for all that you have done for me," said Pete. Hassan told John about Pete and he was okay with it. John went to see his mother while Hassan went upstairs to complete Pete's employment process. Pete had taken a shower and arranged all his stuff. He headed outside and found Hassan's atelier. He was mesmerized by Hassan's paintings and pictures, but he found one of them to be exceptional. It was a naked man sitting on the floor, his elbows between his hairy legs. His hands were on his head, covering the face except for one eye. Pete could feel that the man was either sad and ashamed, curious, or sinister. As Pete delved into the picture, his tears started to flow like a waterfall. Hassan had come in time to comfort Pete by giving him a hug. Pete calmed down and asked Hassan about the man in the picture. Hassan told Pete that it was a picture of himself. Hassan asked why the picture meant so much to him. Pete explained that he could fully relate to the man in the picture since his father never accepted him for who he was. His mother was the only person who did, but she had passed away. "I'm so sorry, but you don't have to be ashamed. You are a charming person. Anyone will be lucky to have you," said Hassan. "My ex-boyfriend would disagree with you," replied Pete. "He doesn't know what he's missing on. I have something that will make you feel good about yourself," said Hassan. Hassan offered Pete to be a model for his pictures. Pete was very shy, but he reluctantly said yes to the offer. He looked at Hassan's camera and remembered his mother's words, "You are my pride. You are my everything." It was a wonderful moment as Pete realized that he doesn't need to be ashamed of anything. He started posing like a supermodel. Hassan was smiling behind the camera. Pete decided to lose some of his clothes. Eventually, he was naked in front of the camera. Hassan took some shots from different angles. After a while, Pete took a long sigh and said, "Thank you." "Welcome to the family," replied Hassan. Hassan offered him to live rent-free for 1 month and that he could move there as long as he pays the rent the next month. Hassan's actions left Pete thinking, "Who is this guy? Why is he helping me? I thought no one cared, but I was wrong. Thank you, Hassan. I don't know how I will be able to repay your kindness." Hassan worked on the pictures using Photoshop. He picked one of the pictures, printed it and gave it to Pete. Pete was amazed at seeing his picture. He couldn't believe how beautifully Hassan had captured him. Meanwhile, Ethan asked Hassan if he was interested in dinner. so Hassan asked him to come over to his place. Ethan asked if he could bring a friend along and invited Andrew. Hassan also invited Kara and Kyle. Ethan was happy that he didn't have to spend the night alone, and Andrew was glad since he wouldn't be staring at pictures of his ex on Instagram. Hassan asked Pete to cook dinner for the night, and he also asked him to prepare desserts for all the customers of the restaurant. This would allow feedback on his work. They got all the groceries and went home to prepare for dinner. Hassan sat on the couch while Pete started working. Hassan opened up YouTube and played the first song that appeared. It was a Turkish song. "I like this song. Come here and dance with me," said Hassan. "I am not good at dancing," replied Pete. "I don't know how to dance, but who cares? Come on, don't make me drag you here," said Hassan. They started dancing and Pete really started to enjoy himself. Hassan stopped dancing as tears started to fall from his eyes. Pete reminded him of his little brother. Pete looked at him and could feel the pain and sorrow. Losing someone you love is one of the worst things a person can experience in life. Getting through the loss takes a lot of time. Hassan moved towards Pete and held him between his arms. "I promise, I will keep you safe," said Hassan as he kissed him on the forehead. Pete was not sure what was going on and had a confused look on his face, and so, Hassan said, "Sorry if I scared you. You remind me of my little brother. I miss him so much." Pete asked about Hassan's brother. "He left this world for a better place," said Hassan. Pete apologized for asking and continued making dinner. As the time for dinner came close, all the guests had started to arrive. Hassan introduced everyone to Pete. Ethan's landlord wanted to do some renovations, which forced Ethan to look for a new place, and so, he asked Hassan if there was any room for him to move into. Hassan asked Kara and John, they agreed, and it was decided that Ethan would be moving in as well. "I am the only one who doesn't live here," said Andrew. "Kyle also doesn't live here," said John. Kyle came and asked what they were talking about since he heard his name. "We are talking about who is living here and who isn't," said Hassan. "My girlfriend lives here, so technically, I do too," said Kyle. Everyone laughed and welcomed Pete to their family. "Pete, how old are you?" asked Ethan. Pete told him that he was 22 years old. "Oh, you are the youngest among us. John and I are 38 years old. Hassan is 34, Andrew is 33 and Kyle is 31 years old," said Ethan. Then he whispered, "Don't ask Kara. Hassan is 34? I thought he was in his 20s," said Pete. "Oh, thank you. That is very sweet of you," said Hassan. "Do you know what else is sweet?" John asked Hassan. Hassan nodded, and so, John replied, "Your soft lips." Hassan started blushing and asked John to stop. Kara told Pete that John always flirts like this with Hassan. Hassan took Ethan downstairs to show him his room. Ethan loved it and took the keys from Hassan. "How much would the rent be?" asked Ethan. "We can talk about that later," said Hassan. "I wanted to ask about your new roommate. Do you know if he's single? Does he prefer men or women?" asked Ethan. "You'll have to ask him that yourself." "Are you interested in him?" asked Hassan. "Yes, he seems different from other guys that I have been with," replied Ethan. They heard that dinner was ready and went upstairs. During dinner, Brian was standing outside looking at everyone through the window. Everyone was busy eating, talking, and laughing. Brian looked at Hassan and John, and his body started heating up. He closed his eyes and imagined himself instead of John. He started feeling himself thinking about being close to Hassan. "You belong to me," he whispered as he walked away from the window. Brian entered his place and grabbed Hassan's painting that he had stolen. He held the painting close to himself and started talking to it. "You're not like other paintings. You tell my story without using any words. A story of deep pain and sorrow. Every time I look at you, you capture my heart. The pain in you is different. You were drawn when Hassan felt sorrow. Your pain isn't strange to me. I wish you could hear all that you mean to me, Hassan. He put the painting away and got a picture of Hassan. He put it close to his chest as he laid down and closed his eyes. He opened his eyes and saw Hassan smiling. Brian pulled Hassan into bed and kissed him. Come on. I want to show you something, Hassan said. Brian followed Hassan as he showed him some flowers in the yard. Hassan picked a flower and gave it to Brian. The moment Brian touched the flower, it turned to stone. He was confused. Hassan took the flower from his hand and the flower turned normal again. Hassan looked at Brian and pointed to a mirror. Brian walked to the mirror and stood in front of it. He looked at the mirror and saw John. He moved his right hand, John did the same. Brian freaked out. He ran but he couldn't find an exit. He found a wall and hit his head, losing consciousness. Brian opened his eyes and saw Hassan smiling. He pulled him into the bed but the bed turned to water. He was able to swim but saw Hassan drowning with a chain on his neck, hands, and legs. He tried to help him but Hassan continued to drown. Finally, he woke up and then continued staring at the picture. After dinner, Ethan followed Pete into the kitchen. Ethan complimented on Pete's cooking skills. Can I ask you a personal question? Asked Ethan. Sure, go ahead, Pete replied. Okay, this might be weird but are you in a relationship? Asked Ethan. No, I was in one, but it ended last month. I am not seeing anybody right now. I need time to put things in perspective, said Pete. John screamed from the other room, Ethan and Pete, come on, we're starting a movie. They walked to the other room to join the others. Ethan asked, what are we watching? John replied, The Shape of Water. It's about a unique relationship with an amphibious creature, right? Asked Kara. John replied, you are right. All of us need some of that, said Kyle. John replied, speak for yourself, I need Hassan in my arms, that's all. They played the movie and after 40 minutes, Hassan had fallen asleep. John took him upstairs and tucked him in. After the movie finished, Ethan wanted to talk privately with Kara about Hassan. You can talk in front of everyone, we are all involved in Hassan's life, explained Kara. Okay, then tell me what happened the day Hassan ran away, said Ethan. Kara proceeded to tell everyone what happened that day in detail. The room was silent as she spoke. Most of them couldn't believe what they heard. That's very painful to hear, why would John do that? Asked Pete, that explains the crying. Hassan held the box in his hands like a little kid, said Andrew. I hate to say this, but I think John is trying to cover something up, it seems like he is spinning the truth, explained Ethan. What do you mean? Asked Kara. I have known him for years. He does things like this when he is hiding something big, he hurt Hassan so much that day, something he can never take back, explained Ethan. Why would you say that? Asked Kara. Hassan wanted to die that day, explained Ethan. That can't be. Hassan is full of life, said Kara in disbelief. Only John can do that. He gets blinded by his emotions and doesn't look at the damage that he causes, explained Ethan. I am so worried, what can we do? Asked Kara. Nothing, replied Ethan.